thank you for giving the ICRC the floor. I think one advantage of speaking towards the end of a long list of speakers is that we had the opportunity to listen to many excellent interventions this morning and early this afternoon. From the ICRC's perspective, characterization would be useful both for clarifying how existing international humanitarian law rules apply to and already constrain the development and use of autonomous weapons, and of course in the articulation of new rules that we believe are needed both to uphold and strengthen existing law and to address humanitarian and ethical concerns. For us, it's clear that characterization needs to have a broad enough scope to capture all autonomous weapons that raise these concerns and therefore need to be the subject of international regulation. And then within that scope, there will be autonomous weapons subject to regulation. There will be those that require specific prohibitions, in our view, unpredictable autonomous weapons, and those designed or used to apply force against persons. We do see a risk with characterizations that are too narrow, that prohibitions and or regulations could have little meaningful impact in addressing real world consequences and legal concerns. Some notions put forward of fully autonomous weapons or autonomous weapons completely outside human control do seem to run this risk in some respects. But overall, the ICRC supports a functional approach that is technology neutral to the scope of autonomous weapons that should be regulated and seen in various proposals. As the new Austrian working paper points out, the approach would be technology neutral and functional, with some weapons requiring prohibitions and others regulations. And as mentioned in many interventions, by the US representative in relation to the new joint proposal in their preamble, in the working paper from Palestine, in the working paper from Pakistan, they appear to take this functional approach. And similar statements throughout the morning from the UK, Switzerland, Belgium, Japan, Australia, Ireland, Mexico, among others. The ICRC would highlight that it's the process of using force that raises humanitarian and legal concerns. And it's this process that makes autonomous weapons distinct from non-autonomous weapons. And we would agree that the key characteristic of an autonomous weapon is one that a weapon system that after activation selects and applies force to targets without human intervention, as mentioned by many states today, including Switzerland, Austria, Mexico, Argentina, Palestine, USA, Netherlands, Norway. For us, and I think as the new joint proposal presented by the USA suggests, weapons that function in this way raise, and it's put in that proposal, risks of unintended engagements. The ICRC would put similar risk in terms of risks of not being able to be sufficiently anticipated and controlled in their effects. And as the Pakistan working paper points out, this lends itself to layers of unpredictability and cascading impacts. So with this in mind, our view is that this functional technology-neutral approach can underpin a two-tier approach to regulations and prohibitions seen across proposals. As mentioned by the US representative and the Netherlands, some autonomous weapons may incorporate artificial intelligence, but that's not a defining feature. And we very much agree with those states that have mentioned that lethality is not a relevant characteristic, at least from international humanitarian law perspective. Thank you, Mr. Chair.